بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: جاء رجل فقعد بين يدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: يا رسول الله، إن لي مملوكين يكذبونني ويخونونني ويعصونني وأشتمهم وأضربهم، فكيف أنا منهم؟ فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كان يوم القيامة يحسب ما خانوك وعصوك وكذبوك وعقابك إياهم، فإن كان عقابك إياهم بقدر ذنوبهم كان كفافا لا لك ولا عليك، وإن كان عقابك إياهم دون ذنوبهم كان فضلا لك، وإن كان عقابك إياهم فوق ذنوبهم اقتص لهم منك الفضل. فتنحى الرجل وجعل يهتف ويبكي، فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أما تقرأ قول الله تعالى: ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين؟ فقال الرجل: يا رسول الله، ما أجد لي ولهؤلاء شيئا خيرا من مفارقتهم، أشهدك أنهم كلهم أحرار. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says in this lengthy hadith, she gives an incident of a man who comes to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he sits before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he is sitting in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asks a question: O Messenger of Allah, I have some slaves. They lie to me. They are disloyal to me. They disobey me. They lie to me. They are disloyal to me. They disobey me. So I rebuke them and I hit them. What would be my position regarding them on the day of Qiyamah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, all that they were disloyal to you and disobeyed you and lied to you, and your punishing them will be measured, it will be weighed. If your punishing them was equivalent to their misdemeanors, then it will be, as we say, squits. In other words, there'll be no sin over you, and there won't be any benefit for you. In other words, both will be equal, because you punish them according to the wrongs that they did. You did not punish them unjustly. Then there won't be any sin against you, nor will there be any reward for you. And if you're punishing them was lesser than their wrongs, then there'll be sawab for you. And if you're punishing them was more than their wrongs, then reward will be taken away from you. In other words, you'll be given retribution, and all your good deeds or some part of your good deeds will be given to them. This man went on one corner and he began to cry. Rasulullah understood why he's crying. He said, have you not read the verse of Allah Ta'ala that we will place and we will fix the scales of justice on the day of Qiyamah, and no soul will be given, will be oppressed the least bit, even though it's equivalent to a mustard seed. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that this person will bring this amount even in front of us, and we are the best of recorders and we are the best of those who take reckoning and accounting. The man said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't find for me and them anything better than departing from them and setting them free. I make you witness that I have freed all these slaves. Now from this hadith we understand the rights of our servants, slaves, subordinates, those working for us. It doesn't mean we should hit them. What it actually means is that at times when they are wrong, then they are rebuked, they're reproached. There's no problem in that, but we should not oppress them in any way. And in many cases, we don't speak to them in a good, polite manner. We are harsh, cruel to them. We don't give them the salary on time. Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, أَعْطُ الْأَجِيرَ أَجْرَهُ قَبْلَ أَن يَجِفَّ عَرَقُهُ. Give the laborer, the worker, his due before his sweat dries up. So many times we find the person has not been given his salary. 1 month, 2 months, he's got a family to feed, he's got himself to feed. So this is against Shariat. There's another riwayat that comes where a person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was behind a sahabi who was beating up his servant for something wrong he did. The sahabi was busy hitting his attendant, when suddenly he hears a voice from behind him. Ya'lam Aba Mas'ud, or Abu Mas'ud, listen very carefully, know very well, Allah has got more power over you, more control over you than you have over the servant. He says, I turned around, it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately I realized my mistake. I said, Ya Rasulullah, I set him free. Nabi Akareem said, if you did not do that, then the fire of Jahannam would have burnt you. It would have scorched you. So the manner in which we speak to our workers, the manner in which we deal with them, how often we find expats complain that we haven't been given salary for months and we're working in very, very hot conditions. In very difficult conditions, they have left their families and they have come far away and they're trying to just make some ends meet. Shariat does not like this. When you make zulam, Allah Ta'ala says, "Al-zulmu dhulumatun yawm al-qiyamah." Oppression be the cause of darknesses on the day of qiyamah. Sharia teaches us to give each person his right. So the lesson for us is that we have people working for us, we should deal with them in a polite manner, we should pay them their due on time. And those who are working also have to do their share. Many times we find there's a problem on the side of the worker. It's an amanat that you have been employed by your boss and you have got certain hours to be working. So during those working hours, you are supposed to be doing the work that he has given you, not your own running around, not your own calls to your house or your family and friends, and you're busy wasting your time. That is totally incorrect. So Shariat asks both parties to fulfill each other's rights. But for us, the lesson today is that we should be polite with our workers. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, as I mentioned the other day, was a khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. In the period of 10 years, he says, I did not hear Rasulullah telling me, oof, even. And if he commanded me to do something, and because of my weakness, I did not do it, he never reprimanded me. And if I did something wrong, which was against his desires, then too he did not rebuke me. Now this was the soft nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You and I, we should try and adopt this type of akhlaq. But the important lesson here is that never make zulam upon your workers. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq li hidayat. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.